Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, we sit down with Ed Asner. We'll talk about the Mary Tyler Moore Show. We'll talk about Up. We'll talk about the Ed Asner Family Center in California. But we would start our conversation at the Franklin Theater. Ed was in town for God Help Us, a play that is traveling the country. You'll have many opportunities to see it all around the United States. But that's where we'll begin our conversation with Ed Asner. Well, from Lou Grant to Santa Claus, to God. Ed Asner, that's a pretty good looking resume if one were to look at some highlights there.
Well, it looks like I peaked out.
Yeah. Well, you're finishing strong. For those who are not part of a sellout crowd here at the Franklin Theater, for God Help Us, and there's a lot of opportunities for them to see this around the country as the tour continues. Tell folks a little bit about this production.
Well, it's was written by Samuel Warren Joseph and Phil Proctor. Phil was the creator of the Fireside Theater. They did a lot of radio work, and I had a great amount of success. Why they stopped doing them, I don't know. I guess they just fell apart like many groups do. But it's well written. It's contemporary because it brings in all of the problems confronting us and the differences that exaggerate us. And it's about two people, and we generally choose two actors from the local community. In this case, Brian and Mary. And who are former lovers. I can't tell about Brian and Mary, of course. You know, that's up to, if they want to divulge, that's up to them. But, yeah, you know, I won't touch that. Then broke apart because their political, social thoughts were just too in opposition. And I'm trying to make them get along and be friends again and lovers again if necessary. And they keep fighting and fighting and fighting, and I keep cracking my jokes, one a page, I think it is. And finally, I give up in frustration and decide to create a magical transformation on both of them.
And for that, we have to see the play.
Yes.
You know, I've always thought, Ed, that, and I am one of your 89,000 Twitter followers, so I enjoy your commentary. But I've always thought, as I followed politics, that much of the truth lies in the gray, in the middle. That the black and the white are just the extremes, and it seems like we've kind of lost the middle. That there isn't much middle anymore.
Yeah, we've lost the middle, almost in the same way that we've lost the middle income earner. So there is no middle anymore. And I don't know if there was a middle when I was a kid or not, but Roosevelt certainly passed a lot of legislation that helped the country. But we don't have that now.
I'm curious, do you get different? Has the reaction to this been pretty universal, regardless of where you are in the country?
Yeah. If they're right-wingers, they certainly don't expose it.
Yeah.
They come and they see it and they laugh.
Yeah.
So I guess the sellout crowds we've had, I'd say that the lefties are showing up in force.
Well, tell me about, and I know this is something you are so passionate about, the Ed Asner Family Center. It just seems like a wonderful place. I've donated to the cause. I haven't won any of your raffles, but I have donated. But it just looks like a great place that does really important work.
Well, they have a lovely place in the valley now, the San Fernando Valley. And it was started by my son and his wife. And I have an autistic son. He lives in New Haven. And my son has an autistic son as well. He's only 16 or 17. He's still under care. He probably won't be able to make it on his own. Hopefully, my son is 32. I'm still hoping he can make it on his own if he finds the right spot. Yeah. So we'll see.
What I love about the center is, too, you guys really help the family. It's a whole family inclusion.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. It is designed to aid the family in adjusting to the child, in working with the child, in working with the child's tutors or teachers. And it's been quite a pleaser so far. And as always, since we just started, fundraising is a bear. But that's my son's department. I thank God won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Well, you can find out a lot more, and you can certainly donate and learn about all they do at edasnerfamilycenter.org.
I thank you for your contribution.
I would be remiss if I didn't point out that in 2020, it would be the 50th anniversary of the debut of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I don't know how many times in your life someone has come up to you and said, "You've got spunk," waiting for the classic return.
Punch him in the mouth, I swear to God. I've loved spunk all my life. And to have to be buried with that epithet around my mouth, it kills me.
How early on did you guys realize with that assembly of talent that you were on to something really special?
I don't think that we realized anything like that that I know of. It's just that we were so pleased with each other. That didn't matter.
Yeah.
We had a lovely time. 7 years, and I would have gone on and done it more. But the producers decided that they had tapped the course. Yeah. I think they wanted to go on to bigger game. Yeah. I love to go to work. I hated to go home, only because it was so much fun. I had a lovely home, by the way. I had a lovely wife. We just, I could have done. Oh, I could have whistled at my work, you know. It was such a ball.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in the minority thinking this, but as I watch that show as a kid and think back to those episodes now, if I put myself in the real life of Minneapolis in that newsroom, and the beauty of that show is they were all three-dimensional characters, I got to tell you, Ed, I think I'd rather hang with Rhoda than Mary. You know, she ate good junk food, she drank, and she loved sports.
Yeah, I played it that way. Yeah. It was written that way. But you didn't see it happen, did you?
Oh, no.
And then Mary and I tried to kiss. And that was a failure. Oh, boy. I ought to kill those writers.
Well, I do remember Lou not coming out of her, not coming out very well. Oh, goodness. And then, of course, you know, for a whole new generation, my favorite of all the Pixars, and they're all wonderful, but Up just had such a magical quality to it.
I love that show. I really love it. And as everybody says, the first 10 minutes where you end up crying, it has a specialness. And as I call it, it's a double love story. And it works well, too. The kid had never done anything. He was brought along line by line by Pete Doctor. And in the middle of our voiceover sessions, the animator sent back word to me to thank me for giving them so many options. That was nice. Yeah. That was nice.
When you saw the animated you, did you smile? Because it makes me smile.
Well, he's cute, and he's even cute young.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was a good adaptation, but he looked more to me like Senator from Illinois, Paul Douglas. He looked just like Paul Douglas. But I'll take him as he is. And what a lovely combination. What a flattering smattering of plaudits. I bask in it.
You like to stay busy? Is busy much better than bored?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I love to create laughter. So that's generally what my busyness is about, seeing where I can find the funny bone.
How, that's going to delve me back to one last question about Mary Tyler Moore. How different would that show have been with a laugh track instead of the response of that live audience? I think that had to be key too, huh?
Well, it was, I don't know, it may be apocryphal, but Dave Davis was our assistant producer at the time. And as somebody said, he was in charge of gain or reducing, upping. And he told somebody that he had more trouble squeaking down the laughs than creating them.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, I would think, for a comedy, huh?
Nice, nice. It was great. I'll never forget that first show with the response to You Got Spunk.
Yeah.
God almighty.
That's Ed Asner. I'm Charlie Maddox. You can follow him on Twitter, the only Ed Asner, and the tour, God Help Us. You can get all the information. Again, it's godhelpus.net. Ed, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Charlie. I love being with you.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Maddox. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.